Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code STAPLE20.
This is the Newbie Brothers Podcast, two nerd dads talking about anything and everything. Thanks for tuning in. Before we start, make sure to check out the guys on social media. You can find them both on their radio station site. If you enjoy the show, make sure to subscribe so you do not miss another episode. Loading the episode now in 3, 2, 1.
Business plan for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. We're going to start a, I don't even know what, like a blue collar job school.
You mean like a trade school? Because those already exist.
Hold on.
Sir. Okay. All right.
Hold on.
We're going to teach air conditioning.
Yes. Yes. Plumbing.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Carpentry. All right. That stuff. Okay. But instead of doing it in class, we will offer the service at a discount. We will come teach the kids how to do it while fixing your house. Win-win. We make money. They get their house fixed. Kids learn.
I see problems. Okay.
Yeah.
Number one, who's paying for it?
The city.
The poor people?
The city.
Oh, the city's going to pay for it.
Because it's a school.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Number two, we have to hire people because we can't do any of this stuff.
Well, that's why we need to like take 6 months and go learn it.
Oh, we got to go to school first.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll take out a loan, go to school for 6 months, learn it, and then we'll be good to go.
You are terrible at business, sir. You are awful at business.
What do you mean? I'm finding a
first,
service.
We spend all this money at school, right? And then we go do a job that we can't get paid for.
Because you're going to get me going. My car got towed this weekend.
Whoa, language.
Sorry.
From
the
where?
Biggest scam is tow truck companies.
Why?
That's what we need to open up as a business. What do you mean, why?
Yeah.
They literally come and
take... Were you
parked
in a place that you weren't supposed to be parked in?
Well, yeah, but okay. That's beyond the point.
That's not a scam, sir.
No, it is a scam.
That is not a scam.
That is a scam.
How is that a scam?
This man came and took my car.
Okay. From somewhere it wasn't supposed to be.
A parking lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
In a place that shouldn't have been.
Which apparently is a new rule to that place.
So what about when cops take you away from a playground? Is that a scam?
Well, that's justified. No. No, so what I'm saying is this parking lot, my wife and I have parked in for 3 years.
Okay, but are you not supposed to park there?
Until last week, there was not a sign.
No, stop.
You are right. There is a sign now.
Okay.
But? I didn't see the sign because it hasn't been there for the last 3 years.
How does that make it a scam?
It's a scam because...
Do you think they moved the sign and they put it up after you left?
It's a scam because they took my car. Getting your car towed is so weird because you're like, where the hell is my car?
I saw that whole movie. It's called Dude, Where's My Car?
If they had towed my wife's car, we would have actually had a serious problem because Quinn was with us.
And you didn't have a car and you wouldn't have had a car seat.
What would we have done?
Yeah.
I actually don't know in that situation what I would have done other than been more pissed off than I was that my car was towed. So I call the guy. He's
the tow guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tow guy. We'll name him Gary.
Okay.
Should
call him Tony.
This MF-er Gary.
Tony.
But by the way, going to get your car, that where they usually are is sketchy as hell.
Well, yeah, because they find the cheapest piece of land they can get their hands on.
So I call the guy, and he's like, it's going to be $156 to get your car back.
It's not bad.
Why am I paying for my car that you took?
Because you shouldn't have parked where you parked.
Well, first of all, there wasn't a sign there 3 years ago.
Oh, there wasn't 3 years ago? You know what?
But.
Guess what? There wasn't a building in town center 15 years ago.
But.
Doesn't mean that you could still ride motorcycles there.
But then this guy goes, if you're going to pay with card, it's 3% more.
Okay.
All right. So my wife takes me to the bank. I think I took out 170.
Okay.
Because you got to take it out in 10s and 20s and whatever.
I know how banks work. Yeah, thanks.
Yep. I get there, which took couldn't find the place for a while because sure. I was just like, there's no way that's it. And guess what? That ran down yeah. Shaq was it.
Sure.
I go in. The dude is mid-NBA 2K game because yeah. he's just sitting there waiting for someone to call him to either come steal someone's truck.
It's not stealing.
Or call being like, where the hell is my truck?
Right.
Or a car. And so I walk in. He's like, oh, hold up, man. Let me get to halftime. First of all, no.
What? Is that what he said?
Yeah. No. Like, at this point, we tried to leave at 3. It is 5:30 now, yeah. So I am royally pissed off, and my kid is about to want to go to bed, so I sure. need to get out of here. So then he's like, yeah, man, it's gonna be like 156, and I'm like, all right, well, I only got 170.
And you didn't have change.
I don't have change.
Of course not.
F you don't have change. I'm not giving you one. So then I say, well, I guess I'm paying with card then.
Yeah.
What a scam.
What? Which part's a scam?
All of it.
None of it is a scam.
All of it is a scam.
All of this is your fault.
None of it is my fault.
All of it is your fault.
None of it is my
park
fault.
Park where you're supposed to park.
Be more broadcast about, hey, you can't park here anymore.
Why?
Because I was able to park there like 3 weeks ago and it not be a problem.
Times they are changing, sir.
That's fine. Just literally the sign was like in a bush. That's how I found the
number.
It was
in a bush.
It was literally
inside of a bush.
It was literally on top of a bush that was starting to grow up over it. I had to move it so I could find the phone number to call the guy to be like,
I do not
where's
believe
my car?
That.
I will go find the photo.
Okay.
I will go find the place again and take a photo of it. And I'll push the bush up so that it looks worse.
That is not a scam.
Tow truck
you
companies.
Totally deserve, you know what? I watch YouTube videos of this guy who comes and tows cars that park illegally.
Ugh.
With just the biggest smile on my face.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they're a scam. That is
it's
the
not
biggest
a scam.
Scam. It's such a scam.
It's not. If you do what you're not supposed to
that
do.
That whole service is not $150.
No, of course not.
So why
it's
am
a
I,
punishment.
But why is
it's a punish. That's the point of it, to no. be a punishment.
Okay, that's fine. But what I did shouldn't be punished. I parked where I was allowed to park.
Previously.
Previously.
So let me get this straight.
Small text.
Milk was $1.38 in 1981.
Yeah.
So you go in, you give the store $1.38 and walk out. That's fine.
Well, first of all, who's getting milk? It's gross.
You have a baby, stupid.
We don't give her, well, I give her my wife's milk, but we don't give her milk.
Oh, well, we give our kid milk now.
Oh, we don't do that yet. We did start food.
Oh, what kind of food?
We did sweet potato on Thanksgiving.
Oh, sweet.
She liked it until my wife made me take a bite, mm-hmm. and I went, oh. Then she hated
yeah,
it because
sure.
I was an idiot.
Yeah.
And we did apples, peaches, pears,
ooh.
Banana, one more.
Steak.
No, I want to say it was butternut squash.
Oh, okay.
Because we got worried we were doing too many fruits, uh-huh. like sugar. We were going to get her used to sweets and not like the other mm-hmm. stuff. So we started doing that too. And nice. she's liked most of it.
Good.
She hasn't really had any problems. The diapers have changed.
Diapers are a problem.
Significantly sure. changed. The smell is worse.
Wait till they get older and it's like a full grown man just let one go in a bag.
Yeah.
It's not great.
No, I don't want that.
No.
No. I'm going to let my wife handle
yeah.
that one.
Yeah. You do Christmas songs first?
Yeah. Should we do Christmas song draft?
Yeah.
Or do you want to debate worst Christmas song?
Let's do Christmas song draft and then do worst Christmas
okay.
song.
Okay. We're doing five again?
Five's good.
Five Christmas songs.
Yeah.
Christmas song draft. You want to go first? You want
I'll
me to go first?
I'll okay. go first.
I'm going to have to pull up some Christmas songs.
Number five for me, my number five Christmas song.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going from least favorite to favorite?
Yeah, let's go with number five. We'll work our way to number okay. one.
So number five for me is Wrapping Paper by the Waitresses.
Oh, I don't know if I know that
da,
one.
Da, 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 da. Da, 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 da.
I don't know if I know that one.
Merry Christmas.
Oh,
Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to think, what was the, I don't know if it was a Christmas song, but in the Guardians of the Galaxy Christmas special, they play
oh,
a
that
Smashing
Pumpkins
song.
Yeah, that is Christmas
I
song.
Want that. That's
yeah,
my five.
That's a good one.
I can't remember the name of that.
I think it's called At Christmas Time.
Hold on. I'll look it up. But what's your next one?
Number four, let's go with Christmas is a Time to Say I Love Christmas. You by Billy Squire.
Ooh.
Christmas is a time to say I love you.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
a great one.
It is called Christmas Time, by the way.
Yeah.
I like that one. Okay. Everyone hates it. I think I'm going to put it in my top five because it's a song that probably gets brought up every Christmas, regardless of if you like or hate the song. Christmas Shoes.
Oh,
I don't
necessarily
like the song, but that thing stays in everybody's mind around the holidays.
It's also like the most depressing
shit ever. God, it's so depressing. I used to pretend in my head that the, I think I told you this. I used to pretend in my head that the people singing the, "Sir, I wanna buy these shoes," was the girl from The Ring.
Why?
Because I heard that song for the first time, like right after watching The Ring. And so, I don't know, I just like associated that.
Good thing you didn't hear after watching porno.
That would have been real weird. Yeah. So.
So what are we, number three?
Yes, number three.
I'll go with Christmas All Over by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Yes. I was actually diving in for our station. I was diving into some Christmas songs to obviously incorporate stuff going forward. And I didn't realize, I hadn't heard it actually for a long time, but there's a Linkin Park called December Time, or It's December.
My December. That's not a Christmas song.
But they counted it as a Christmas song.
Did
like,
they really?
Like on the ranking. So I was like, okay, I guess just because it says December.
It's not a Christmas song.
But either way, obviously there's some other good ones, like, you know, from Jimmy World. And I know Lumineers are actually putting out a few recently. But I'm going to go with Wham, Last Christmas.
That's a good call.
Number three.
You can't go wrong with that.
No.
So this is hard for me because I'm just way caught up between Christmas Time and Hollis by Runs DMC.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it's got to be Hard Candy Christmas, Dolly Parton.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm a big Dolly fan.
I love... Dolly is interesting. I go back and forth on Dolly Parton, but I do like that song.
I'll be fair.
I also really like all the Ying Yang Twins Christmas songs.
I don't know anything about those, but I will be finding out.
You have to look.
I definitely will. Oh, dude,
what's that? The Merry Christmas.
Wait, do you see my bag?
Yeah. What is it? He goes, no, they go, "Merry Christmas." And the other one goes, "Ho, ho, ho." I love those.
I'm into it.
I love that one.
Well, that's great.
I think Hootie and Blowfish have a Christmas song, too.
Really?
Yeah, because actually I was trying to find it to play for us. Cause
is
I
it called
like,
Let Her Fly about a reindeer?
Yes. I'm going to go.
I Only Want to Be with Rue, Dolph.
I'm going to go Brenda Lee's Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Good call. It's a good pick.
Yeah.
That's your number two?
That's my number two. Yeah, number one.
Okay. For me, number one, no question, not even close. Christmas Time Is Here, vocal version, Vince Guaraldi Trio.
Okay.
The Charlie Brown song.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I thought.
Can't, untouchable.
No.
It's not Christmas for me until I hear that song.
I'm between two. I mean, obviously, like, the one I was just going to go with, very obvious number one, Mariah Carey, but...
Boo.
I know, very chalky. I also want to say, what's the... I don't know the title of it, from Trans-Siberian Orchestra, just the straight up. Yeah, just the generic...
It's a Song of the Bells, yeah.
Is it Song of the Bells?
Yeah,
I might just say that one.
I mean, it's great. Dude, there's so many good Christmas songs. You don't even think about it.
Yeah.
And once Christmas is gone, you just ignore them forever. But
there's
a ton of good ones. I mean, like, there was lots more that I wanted to put on my list. The Kinks, Father Christmas.
It's a good one.
That's an incredible song. Bruce Springsteen. Santa came down the chimney, 5'3". I mean, there is a ton of great Christmas music.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like, I literally, the first Google, I feel like how many, this is like 80 songs that just popped up on Google that were like.
You know, I mean, not even counting the original Christmas song by Nat King Cole. Mm-hmm. That's incredible.
Dolly Parton's on this one, but not with the one you said.
Is it
Pretty Paper?
Yeah, that's a good one.
From 2020, apparently. That's a newer one.
That's an old Willie Nelson song.
Oh, okay.
That's an
old
Willie Nelson song that she probably covered.
Yep.
Because she's been doing a lot of covers lately.
Didn't U2 have a Christmas song?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, I feel like they did too.
Yeah.
Casey Musgraves, Taylor Swift, Christmas Tree Farm. We're probably going to get in trouble for not saying that one.
I mean, I don't dislike Taylor Swift.
Well, you're not allowed to because you're Kansas City Chiefs fan.
But I just don't know her stuff. You know what I mean? Like a lot of this pop stuff, I'm just not up on.
No.
You know what I mean? It's just not my world.
But even her old stuff was good. Like, you know, like.
Yeah, no, I don't have a problem with her music. I think it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not into it, so I'm not on it. You know what I'm saying?
So then, what are you going to say is worst?
Did you pick your number one? Oh, you did.
Yeah, I did. I think I'm going to go Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Yeah, that or Mariah Carey. I feel like that's kind of chalky, though.
So that's my worst Christmas song.
Mariah Carey's?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's my wife's favorite, but I hate it so much.
Yeah. I... you know, we didn't put it on there. I saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Something about it rubs me the wrong way.
Which version of it? There's so many good versions of it.
Really just the concept in general. Okay. like the song is about a kid who is pretty convinced his mom's cheating on their dad.
Yeah.
But makes the business decision to probably not say anything so that they get good presents.
That is a business decision.
Yeah.
Maybe Easter, if she's kissing the Easter bunny. He'll,
then you say something, because that's just candy.
Hey, look, Dad, I got to tell you, and I didn't want to say anything because I thought I might be wrong. But Mom, she's...
messing around.
She's got some...
These holiday people.
Now, if you see your mom kissing the tooth fairy...
Something's up.
Get a camera. You know what I mean? Something's up.
Well, because it's The Rock.
Oh, no.
Have you not seen that?
I know.
There's a movie with The Rock.
Yeah. I never saw it, of course.
Probably, I want to say that one, or honestly, I really hate Dominic the Donkey.
I don't know that one.
You can get eating.
Yeah,
that one.
Is it a Christmas song?
I guess. I mean, I only ever hear it around Christmas. Yeah, the Italian Christmas donkey. Yeah, it's
oh, okay. Right. It says Christmas. No, I'm not up on that either. Man, I feel like we shouldn't have a podcast because I know so very little about anything.
I can't even spell, so.
Oh, well, that's true.
I came up with, Aaron and I were talking about this.
Uh-huh.
You can have one of these people to help you fight off the rest of these people.
All right.
The Grinch, Frosty the Snowman, the Abominable Snowman, Santa, Bruce Willis from Die Hard, 1,000 Who's from Whoville, the people, or 100 elves.
Okay, so...
The rest are trying to kill you.
So I'm definitely going to take John McClane from Die Hard.
Yeah.
Because when John McClane wants to kill you, you're dead.
Yeah, but... Will you get... I mean, at that point, that's how many elves and Whoville people that are just coming at you.
Who's from Whovilles? They're all in a snowflake.
That's right.
You just squeeze it. It's over.
Sure.
It's easier than killing ants.
Yeah.
Elves, a little bit more trouble. Magical. Yeah, yeah. Santa Claus, also magical.
The
Big
Grinch,
boy.
A little bit...
Grinch got some reach on him.
Yep.
The
Abominable
bad.
Snowman.
He's the problem.
Yeah.
He's the real problem.
He's the real problem.
But...
Because he's pissed off. He's got some anger on him.
He's got a teeth problem. But, you can't kill John McClane. All those other people can be killed.
Okay.
So, does John McClane get his weapon or no?
Wouldn't even
really honestly matter. Because remember, he was beating up karate guys on the wing of a plane?
Yeah.
He beat up... Nuclear fallout in the fifth one.
I think I haven't seen Die Hard in so long that I forget the movie.
Really?
I haven't seen it
There's
in forever.
There's four of them.
That's what I mean. I haven't seen them in forever.
Yeah.
I probably need to watch them again. Remember.
Because
you're talking about the plane, and I was like, the plane.
That was Die Hard 2.
Yeah. Oof.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I was wondering if we could add any other, I was going to talk about adding Krampus and...
Krampus is scary.
Krampus is scary. I was talking about adding the Santa, which is the guy from the actor, the cop from Stranger Things.
Oh, Hopper, yeah.
Hopper from
Stranger... So, that movie, did you see that movie?
I haven't watched it.
Dude, it is so great.
Is it?
It's so great. You know what else is really great? Is the new Eddie Murphy movie, the new Eddie Murphy Christmas movie.
Oh,
it's on Netflix. It's called Candy Cane Lane. It is awesome.
Oh, is it really?
Really good.
What's it about?
Essentially, Eddie Murphy makes a deal with an elf to win this Christmas decoration contest.
Okay.
And it's kind of like anytime you make a deal with the devil.
Oh, there's always
a catch.
Yeah.
Also, Genie was a great movie with Melissa McCarthy, and I hate Melissa McCarthy. And I really, really like that movie.
Okay.
So those are both really good Christmas movies.
What would be your number one Christmas movie?
Number one Christmas movie of all time?
Sure.
I gotta go White Christmas.
Okay.
It used to be a Christmas story, but I feel like since they run it 24 hours on Christmas. I've gotten a little bit tired of it, but White Christmas I watch every year on Christmas Eve. It's my tradition, and it's just, it's so good.
There's a, our family, the reason I asked, I want to spin this into family traditions. Our family has a tradition that's recently started where we watch, it's a Christmas movie, and I can't remember the name of it. I want to say it's like Christmas Gems or something.
Oh, the Family Stone.
Family Stone.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah. That's a great movie.
Owen Wilson's brother is in
Luke.
It? Yes,
Luke.
Yeah.
Luke Wilson, Rachel McAdams is in
yes.
it.
Yes.
And Diane Keaton?
What did you call it?
Family Stone. Yeah, that's a great movie.
It's a great movie, but it's kind of gotten to Christmas Story level with me where, I've just seen it so much, I really don't. Well, Sarah Jessica Parker's in it. Yep. That's what I was thinking. And I hate her character in that movie so much.
You're supposed to. She's hateable.
I know. And that's the point. But, like, oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you haven't seen The Family Stone, that's a good one. But
that's
our family always watches it, at least at some point.
That's a weird movie to...
Right?
It's not like your traditional...
No.
I mean, it's a great movie, though. I really like This Christmas is Great with Chris Brown.
you know, what's your favorite Chris Brown movie? Because I have one. Because I literally have one.
Does he have another movie beside that?
Takers, I think is what it's called. T.I. is in it.
Oh, yeah. T.I. had an album called Takers, yeah.
Best movie ever.
I've seen it.
I think.
No, I have seen it. Paul Walker's in it, isn't he?
Maybe there's a but.
This is not Christmassy. What are you doing here?
Hayden Christensen's in it. That's who you might think was Paul Walker. No, Paul Walker isn't it.
I know
he's in it. Yes, dude. Takers might be the best movie of all time. Like, it's so good.
I've seen it, and I don't think
it's so good.
Brick Mansions was better than Takers.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Did you ever see Brick Mansions?
Nope, but it can't be better than Takers.
It's a Paul Walker movie with,
that's fine.
I think RZA's in it. Maybe RZA?
RZA. Okay.
RZA?
SZA?
Or Method Man?
Method Man?
Somebody from Wu-Tang's in it.
Okay.
And it's great.
There's a movie coming out that I'm very interested about. I want to say it's called Argylle.
Oh, that looks great.
John Cena, Dua Lipa.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody's in it.
Everybody's in it.
Yeah, it looks great.
Yeah. But from the few...
trailers?
Yeah, that we've seen. I was like, oh, this is going to be like, they're people, but they have like elevated strength and power and is kind of...
Well, I mean, it's kind of one of those things
Fast
where...
Fast and Furious-esque.
Half of it's going to be fiction.
Yes.
Because she's a writer. So, as far as like traditions in my family... only tradition we really hold on to is not talking to half of the other family.
Y'all good. Okay,
we stay pretty strong with that one.
pretty good.
But we continue that all year. You know, it's not just a Christmas thing.
That's all year long. Yearly tradition.